Welcome to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show, a real estate investment program. Listen and learn how to use real estate to build wealth and passive income streams for you and your family. We bring you experts every day to discuss and answer your questions on everything from single-family homes all the way up to 600-plus unit apartment complexes. And now, the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
Welcome to the show. My name is Al Gordon, and as always, we're working on your financial freedom. On today's show, Uncle Sam is calling you. That's right. Uncle Sam wants to enlist you into service, into whatever you want to do. Yeah, this is not a recruiting commercial or anything like that. We haven't gone to war or anything. Well, fortunately, we haven't gone to war. I just want to share with you today some of the things that I learned during my 27 plus years of military service, things that I think were transferable to real estate investing. And the reason I bring this stuff up today is that I'm kind of reflecting a little bit. I'm trying to look back on my roots and look at everything that I've accomplished in my life and take it into perspective. And then I have to look at, you know, 27 years of military experience. That's a long time in the United States Army. That's a long time serving this nation. That was a long time engaged in the war on terror, because, I mean, that thing started in 2001 when we were attacked on September 11th. And I don't even know if it's over now. And I've been out of the military for 7 years now. But there are certain things that I learned in the United States Army that helped prepare me to be a real estate investor. And I'm guessing you have the same kind of background. You have something in your life that you've done, that you've accomplished, that gave you specific skill sets that will help you transition into becoming a successful real estate investor. You have skill sets. You just may not have bothered to sit down and do an inventory of all those skill sets that you have to kind of dust them off and think, okay, does this help? Does this not help? Does this work? Does this not work? Okay, let me give you an example. So in the Army, the first thing that every brand new soldier is taught to do is to be disciplined. That's right. The first thing that they learn when they get off the bus and they meet that great-looking, well-fit, highly starched uniform drill instructor, yes, the DI, as soon as you meet that DI and you look at that person and realize this person means business, you get an opportunity to start developing self-discipline. Yeah, it doesn't matter what level of discipline you had prior to going into the military. The military is going to modify what your level of comfort is. It will. It will teach you discipline. And I think discipline is very important. What discipline does for you is it keeps you focused. It keeps you focused on what is important, what is absolutely important to you. And maybe if you're in basic training, what's most important to you at that time is, you know, letting that drill instructor focus on somebody else. But the problem with that drill instructor focusing on somebody else is that y'all get smoked together. That's right. That somebody else does something stupid, y'all start beating your face. Hey, one, two, one, two. Yeah, that's the way it works. But let's get back to discipline. Are you disciplined? I mean, let's ask you that question again. Are you disciplined? And what I'm trying to get out of you is for you to come to grips with your level of discipline. I mean, after all, we live in America. It's a free country. You're allowed to go and do many things that you can't do in other countries on this planet. So it gives you freedom. It gives you opportunity to, maybe I'll just pass the buck on this, or I won't do that, or whatever. But I think discipline is important. I think you've got it. I really do. If you went to college, you learned some discipline in college. You learned how to stop partying Thursday night at 11:59 p.m. because you had a midterm on Friday at 8 a.m. Yeah, you had a little discipline to step away from the keg and go try and get a little bit of sleep, or maybe cram into the night and then go take that test first thing at 8 o'clock while you're, you know, blurry-eyed and trying to sober up. You remember college. Yeah. Okay, not everybody did college that way. But some of us did. Some of us did college that way. College is an opportunity for you to discipline yourself while still having all those freedoms to go do anything and everything that you want, to include not going to class. Yeah, most colleges, they don't even take attendance. As a matter of fact, the professors are just happy. They are very happy if you don't show up for class. That is one less person they need to deal with in that time span that they have to be in that classroom. That's one less set of questions they're going to answer. But let's get back to discipline. So you got through college, and you got yourself into the workforce. And you found that going into the workforce caused you to become maybe a little bit more disciplined. All of a sudden, now you're not working with this scattered schedule and going to the beach. I mean, if you went to college near a beach, now you have to get up in the morning and prepare yourself for work, and then go to work, and then perform work, and then do the work that your boss expects you to do, and then come home from the day, and then still take care of all the things that you need to take care of in your life, because now you're a disciplined adult. But the problem is, the discipline that you're involved with right now is focused on somebody else's goals and objectives. You heard me correctly. What you're doing right now for financial freedom is based on somebody else's metrics, and you're just a cog in the wheel. We come back from the break, I'm going to lighten up a little bit, and I'm going to tell you some more things that I learned from the military that you can use for real estate investing.
Del Lumsley talks about buying your way back from corporate America through real estate.
A massive change in my life. My personal residence I lived in was a one-bedroom condo, cost $425 a month. This covered it. My automobile car payment was only $300 and some a month. This covered it. I was buying my way back from corporate America. I could feel it.
Lifestyles Unlimited will teach you how to buy your way back from corporate America. Get in control. Get into our live online free workshop. Register at lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com. Welcome back to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. It's time to turn up the volume and fine-tune your passive income plan so you can create the lifestyle you've always wanted.
Welcome back to the show. So on today's show, I'm lamenting a little bit. I'm kind of going back into my past, and I'm looking at some of those things in my younger years. Yeah, I served in the military for over 27 years. That was my career. That's what I did in life. Out of college, I went into the Army. As a matter of fact, I couldn't have gotten to college without the Army, because the college that I went to was a private university, and coming from a family that didn't have literally two nickels to rub together, going to college was literally a bridge too far. So the Army stepped in and gave me a four-year scholarship. And I'm not bragging on my academics or anything like that. I'm just telling you that in order for me to follow society's roadmap to success, I needed the military to step in and fund my college. Otherwise, I wasn't going to get any of that college, which meant I wasn't going to get into the workforce, which meant I wasn't going to get one of those jobs that pays me an income stream and benefits and maybe sets me up for retirement in the form of a pension like the Army did, so that I can continue to serve my country and make an income and a living for myself and my family, only to get to a place at the age of 50 and being retired by the United States Army. They basically said, hey, you know what? Thank you for your service. Time for you to go. And I found myself in financial Armageddon. Because that pension I received only produced about one-third of what I was making when I was serving on active duty. So that whole thing, that whole path that I was set up to follow was really designed to get me to a point of a midlife crisis, which in my case was something called retirement from the Army, and put me into financial peril and make me scramble to go find that next job. Because that's what happens to most military retirees. Yeah, most military retirees that do earn a pension don't earn enough in that pension to sustain their lifestyle. No, they don't. And what tends to happen is they go back into the industrial military complex. They work for somebody else, usually as a contractor. And in many cases, they may make more money than they did before. They may make less money than they did before. Or if you're like me and you're just like, done, I just want to step away from that industrial military complex. Even though I'm good at it, man, that thing is stressful. It is stressful. And I need to step away from that. So you go get a job somewhere that doesn't pay you as much money, but at least you've stepped away. And then you step into other circumstances. Yeah, because you know what? Organizations are what organizations are. They're not perfect. They are run by human beings. And as a result of that, they have a tendency to be flawed. They really do. And you may go to work for an organization thinking, wow, you know what? I'm going to change the world here. I'm so glad I've got this job. And then you get 6 months into it, you just feel like you've been, you know, in the ring with Mike Tyson and you've endured 10 rounds. Not that I think anybody can endure 10 rounds with Mike Tyson. Okay, maybe one or two people, but the vast majority of us, we can't even run that fast to get away from that man in 10 rounds. Okay, getting back to what we're talking about. Discipline is the number one thing that I learned in military service. I absolutely learned to be disciplined. I actually learned some of that as I was going through college because I was in ROTC. So I had no choice but to do what the Army expected me to do in order to prepare for my role after college as a second lieutenant. And I learned a lot of things. I mean, let me just give you some of the other things that the Army did for me that I think helped me a lot. I mean, here's some of the things that you get when you become a member of the United States Army. You get physical conditioning. You don't have a choice. You will be physically fit, and the Army will make you that way. And if they can't make you that way, they'll just make you go away. That's the way it works. They're going to teach you honor. Yeah, you have to develop a sense of honor. There's technical training. There's leadership experience. There's obviously the chance to serve. And there's a myriad of other tools that will help shape you and prepare you for the rest of your life. And in real estate investing, I think the one common thread that I see amongst all the members of Lifestyles Unlimited that I know and have had an opportunity to meet or at least to experience, the one thing they all have in common is something called leadership. You heard me correctly. Leadership. Because what they've decided to do is to take a different direction than society told them to take. Because maybe they have figured out that what they're doing for retirement, it's just not working, man. It's not working. You're putting in the 40, 50, 60, 70 hours a week. You're doing the grind. Your boss is calling all the shots on your life, telling you when to be at work, when you can go home, when you can take vacation, when you can take days off. Many employers tell you when you can have surgery. No, that doesn't work for our long-term planning because we have this thing going on here, yada, yada, yada. I mean, I know a Lifestyles Unlimited member. One of the reasons he became a member of Lifestyles Unlimited, because as a corporate attorney, a corporate real estate attorney in New York City, he was putting together this massive real estate transaction. Now, he wasn't doing it all by himself. This law firm was working on this as a whole. And he had a big piece of this. And here was the thing. His wife, very pregnant. And they had actually scheduled to, you know, they had an idea of when the pregnancy would end and the baby would be born. And literally, the day before the baby was supposed to be born, this guy had told his bosses, hey, man, my baby's going to be born. I really want to be there. And you know what his bosses told him? Tough. This is more important than your family. What you're doing here is more important than your family. What they had to do was literally reschedule the delivery. And at that point, he still couldn't make it. And he realized, you know what? I need to rethink what I'm doing here. I need to be the leader of my family. I need to start doing things a little bit differently than I have been doing them because I have lost control of my life. And this gentleman started to regain control of that life. He became a member of Lifestyles Unlimited. He went through our educational programs. He decided that what he wanted to do was multifamily investing. And so that he got involved with multifamily investing. And he has been very successful at it. As a matter of fact, he was able to retire his wife only after a couple of years, and then himself a couple of years after that. That's two retirements in less than 5 years by making a decision to become a leader of his family. There's more lessons I'm about ready to share with you. Stick around.
One of the things I'd like to get across is that your whole life you wanted to make a change, right? But you never had the time? This might be it, because we have online education that you can get involved in.
We're now going to bring the free workshop to the entire country and really the world. Anybody who is interested can participate in that. We're going to live stream that free workshop and have people online with you on the live stream, talking with you, answering questions, interacting. You're really going to get a great feel for the Lifestyles community from this. And you can register for that. So if you want to find out about us, this is a great way to take a look at us and what we do.
Lifestyles Unlimited has been helping people succeed since 1990. Join us for our free online real estate workshop and learn the 7 principles we teach to run our businesses and provide for our families. Register at LifestylesUnlimitedWorkshop.com. That's LifestylesUnlimitedWorkshop.com.
We're back with the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. We're here to answer your questions and help you become financially free.
Welcome back to the show. All right, so what I'm going to do for you this segment, I'm still stuck on the Army thing. I'm sorry. I mean, if you're a Navy supporter, that's okay too, because I love the Navy. I do love the Navy. I've got a lot of good friends that served in the Navy, and the Navy has a very important role in the defense of this nation. Now, they do things a lot differently than the Army does. I mean, the Navy is the sea forces primarily, and the Army is the ground forces primarily. But the Navy does get the advantage of having Marine forces as a part of it. So they do have a ground component element. And then all the services have an air component. Yeah, the Navy has their fighter jets. The Army has its attack and utility helicopters. The Air Force has all the rest of the planes. And the Space Force, I'm not sure what they've got. I think they've got satellites. But, you know, whatever they've got, it's all important to the overall defense of our country. And what's that got to do with the lessons I learned in military service? Well, I'm going to share one with you right now. As a matter of fact, I'm going to read to you something you've probably never heard before in your life. Unless you served in the Army, and by chance you served as a drill instructor. Yeah, see, a drill instructor is actually a mentor. Yeah, a drill instructor is a mentor. When you consider who the Army selects to be drill instructors, they look for the best of the best. They look for highly confident, capable soldiers that have an ability to lead and train other soldiers. And when it comes to brand new Army recruits, you've got a difficult job, because you have to transform them into what they were before they got onto that bus into what they will be when they graduate basic training. So the Army drill sergeant, on average, has anywhere from 10 to 12 years of practical experience. As a matter of fact, I would suffice it to say, now I may be wrong here, I'm going to make a generality, and I could be wrong, but I would suffice it to say, in my opinion, probably every drill instructor serving in the United States Army today has combat experience. Yeah, because we've been at war for a very long time. Just about everybody who has served in the military has had an opportunity to go do their part overseas. So this drill sergeant, this mentor of brand new soldiers, this mentor has 10 years experience and probably has a combat patch. In other words, they've been downrange. They've dealt with things that you probably don't want to deal with. And now they've come back, and now they're going to train the next generation of soldiers. So what I want to do for you is actually read you the drill sergeant creed. Because this is what a drill sergeant imprints on their mind. These are the foundational things that they're trying to achieve when they're training brand new inductees. I am a drill sergeant. I will assist each individual in their efforts to become highly motivated, well-disciplined, physically and mentally fit soldier, capable of defeating any enemy on today's modern battlefield. There's the mission statement right there. I will instill pride in all I train, pride in self, in the Army, and in country. I will insist, and trust me, drill sergeants have a very gentle way of insisting. I will insist that each soldier meets and maintains the Army standards of military bearing and courtesy, consistent with the highest traditions of the U.S. Army. I will lead by example. There you go right there. That is mentoring 101. I will lead by example, never requiring a soldier to attempt any task that I would not do myself. But first, last, and always, I am an American soldier sworn to defend the Constitution of the United States against all enemies, both foreign and domestic. I am a drill sergeant. So the parallels to real estate investing are this. You want to get involved with real estate investing. Maybe you're involved with it right now. Maybe you're considering doing it. Well, it's kind of like joining the Army. Yeah, you got to go, first of all, you got to find, in my opinion, somebody to teach you how to do it correctly. Now, when it comes to being a soldier, you need somebody to teach you how to become a warfighter. So you can join one of the services, get the opportunity to meet your first mentor, a drill instructor, who will shape you into the soldier or the sailor or the airman or the Marine that you will ultimately be. The key thing here is the mentoring. Notice that the Army believes it is so absolutely important to put somebody who is well-grounded in the business of the United States Army, that understands the mechanics of the United States Army. This person probably has around 10 years or more experience serving in the United States Army. And they started off the exact same way as the people that they will mentor. They got off a bus themselves. And they went through a transition period. They were mentored by that drill instructor. And when they came out the other side, they met the basic requirements for being a real estate investor. Oh, wait a minute. I threw that in there at the end. That's to be a United States soldier. So, but that's my point. That's my point. See, I think real estate investing is very similar to serving in the military, other than the fact we're not, you know, killing the bad guys and breaking their stuff. We are transitioning ourselves to become something different than we were before we started the process. So the easy way to do this is to go to freeworkshoplivestream.com, sign up for one of our free workshops at Lifestyles Unlimited. We will show you how we invest in real estate. We'll show you the mechanics of what we do and how we do it. We'll talk to you about getting your mind wrapped around success and starting the path to changing the dynamics of whatever you're doing right now. So you attend the free workshop and you decide, okay, I want to become a member. And you become a member of Lifestyles Unlimited. The first thing that you do, the very first thing you do is you get scheduled for training. OK, kind of like the very first thing that occurs to a new recruit is they get scheduled for training. And then you show up for training and you get to meet your first line instructor or mentor, if you will. And that person is designed to get you through the initial process, the initial education, the initial things that you need to address so that you can be a sophisticated and properly educated real estate investor. And then from there, you can venture out into investing your own hard-earned money into assets that have the ability to provide you income streams five different ways, the most important of which is cash flow. And the mentoring doesn't have to stop there. No, because one of the things that Lifestyles Unlimited does provide is dedicated mentoring services. So if you feel that you need mentoring services, you have two paths that you can go by. The first one is to go out and cultivate your own mentor. Find somebody who's been there, done that, who's got some experience, who's willing to help you get to where you're trying to get to. The other way is just do what I did and sign up for dedicated mentoring services. That way, that was the fast track for me because I went right to somebody that knew what they were doing. Hey, when we come back from the break, I've got some more thoughts to share with you on this Army versus real estate. Stick around.
As I sit here and read article after article and see TV show after TV show, the normal person out there on the street cannot overcome their fear to get to the analytical part of this whole process. I'm not afraid of, and I'm actually ready for a recession, a crash of value of anything and everything. Why? It is the opportunity to do incredible stuff. But that's my analytical brain.
The United States has a very strong economy. We will return to our basic economic foundation. This is not going to be the end of the world for everyone. But you do need to take some action. And some actions will be more productive than others. And one of the things that I think you can do now is take this time, like you said, Del. People are going to be sitting at home, and you have a time right now to change your life. Make what you have work for you.
You need to get into Lifestyles right now.
Join us for our free online workshop. Register at LifestylesUnlimitedWorkshop.com.
Welcome back to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Now, let's get back to your map to financial freedom.
Welcome back to the show. All right, so we've covered some massive ground here. We've talked about things that I've learned in the military that actually have helped me with real estate investing. And I'm guessing that you have a lot of these skill sets too. Now, you don't necessarily have to join the military to develop all the skill sets that I'm talking about today. It's just joining the military gets you there a lot faster, and you really don't have an option to say no. Yeah, it's just kind of the way it is. Okay, you could say no, but that's never a pretty outcome. So let's talk about these things that we have addressed. We talked about the discipline. Military service causes you to become disciplined. You have no choice. But many of the things that you have done in your life have also caused you to become disciplined. You're probably not the same wild-eyed, crazy person that you were in high school or college today. Unless maybe you're still in high school or college, I guess. So discipline is important because you have to develop certain behavioral standards, certain behavioral things, what you need to do to be disciplined with real estate investing. And it's different for all of us. For me, it's taking the time to look at deals that are coming across my desk and to analyze those deals. Even if I don't feel like doing it at the moment, I still do it because there are second and third order effects that come from doing that. I may not buy that particular property, but maybe I know somebody that's interested in that property and they give me a call and they go, hey, what do you think? And I go, well, this is what I think. Yeah. Or here's the other thing. Analyzing properties in different markets on a daily basis gives me real-time data on what those markets are doing. I have a sense of what these different real estate markets that I'm looking at can do for me from an investment standpoint. And it all traces back to just being disciplined to do the things that I need to do to keep that machine running for me. The other thing that really stands out is leadership. The military, at least the United States Army and the Navy, United States Armed Forces, let's just say that. Because I'm not picking on any of my fellow services. I'm not. They're all very important. They all have different standards, but they're all very important in what they do. And leadership is something that all of them, every single one of them, teaches from the time they get off the bus and they meet that mentor called a drill sergeant. They start to learn leadership. They start to learn how to lead their fellow soldiers. Whether they know it or not, they're getting the framework for leadership. And then through that basic training experience, those soldiers are actually put into leadership positions. They are forced to lead other soldiers based on how the training unit is organized. It's really cool, unless maybe you're going through it. But yeah, those of you that have gone through it with me, we got through it, man. We survived it. And it gave us tangible skill sets. And I think leadership is very important for you to be a real estate investor, because you're going to lead teams of people, which is going to take me to the other thing I wanted to discuss with you. And this is this: you can't do everything on your own. There's no giant S on your chest. No, you're not Superman or Superwoman. You're a person just like me. You have limitations. You're good at some things. You're not good at other things. And you have to recognize all of those things. And in doing so, you need to put people onto your team that will assist you with doing the business of real estate investing. Because here's the thing. Okay, for those of you that think, okay, well, I can do all this, all of it on my own. Okay, let me blow some holes in that. First of all, what are you going to do? Go to real estate school, get a real estate license so that, you know, you can get access to properties. But here's the thing: that real estate license doesn't teach you how to evaluate properties. No, it does not teach you that. It teaches you how to understand the rules associated with transacting property in the state that you live in and how to take a test. Really, that's what it does. Yeah, I mean, it gives you some factual information, some legal information, but it doesn't teach you anything about the real estate business. And then when you go to work as a real estate agent, the company that you decide to sign up with has to teach you how to do basic sales, because that's the business that real estate brokerages are involved with. So why don't you just go out and find some competent real estate agents that are already engaged in the business? Create a relationship with them. Let them know what you're looking to do. Tell them what you're looking to acquire. Tell them what your parameters are. Are you looking for distressed properties? Are you looking for things that are already fixed up? Tell them what you want and then put them on your team. Have them go out and do the heavy lifting for you, which is going to free up your time. Because here's the other thing. You potentially could not replicate the experience of a contractor who has renovated properties for the last 10 years. They understand the market. They understand the costs associated with the market. They understand the timeline to do certain repairs. They understand what they can do in-house and what they have to subcontract out for. They also understand the effects of weather on your project. Oh, yeah, there's a lot that goes into it because they're doing it day in and day out. Do you really want to replicate that? Do you really want to go get that 10 years worth of experience so that you can like save a few bucks by not hiring a general contractor? See, I think it's better off for you to go out and find those great contractors that you want to work with and develop those relationships with them, because they will assist you with identifying costs associated with renovating your property. Yeah, your contractor, they're worth a lot more than the money that you're going to pay them, believe it or not. And here's the other thing. What about your transaction? Okay, so you decide to use a real estate agent. Are you going to do the transaction yourself? Are you going to act as your own attorney? Or are you going to hire the services of a title company and an escrow company? Yeah. Are you going to insure yourself? No, you're going to go out and find quality insurers that understand what we do with real estate investing so that they understand the type of policies that we as investors want on our properties. Now, you can go to insurance school and get all those licenses. Here's my point. You're going to develop a team around you. And everybody you put on this team will have a skill set that you don't either have or you don't want to replicate. Yeah. And the leadership piece of this is orchestrating that team, bringing those teammates online to do the things that need to be done based on what you're doing with your real estate investing. Now, I will tell you this. Some of the more seasoned members at Lifestyles Unlimited, they have built extensive teams. As a matter of fact, they've built their own management companies that employ a lot of these people. And they have so much real estate business that they've created jobs. Whereas, you know, maybe you don't hire your general contractor, but now the person that you were paying to do maintenance on properties, now you've actually brought them onto the team. You've provided them a job, and that person is doing all the labor necessary to effect any repairs that need to be done. Yeah, it's pretty cool. I was talking with Benit yesterday, and he was talking about that, how he had built a real estate management arm of his real estate investment company because it provided him economies of scale. And what he does is he leads that company. Now, he's got sharp people working for him that do things for him that he probably can't do on his own. Or if he could do it on his own, he wouldn't be as efficient. Having that team is so important. We make it easy for you at Lifestyles Unlimited because we have what we call our vendor list. There's about 1,000 different entities on that vendor list that provide you any and every service that you will need as a real estate investor. We're going to help you build that team so that you can lead them. And really, at the end of the day, real estate investing isn't that hard. But what you have to do is you have to take a step forward. You have to at least walk into our arena and understand what we have available for you. And the easiest way to do that is to go to freeworkshoplivestream.com. Let us show you the path to getting started. And remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle.
Thank you for listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Ready for more of the map? Visit lifestylesunlimited.com. Explore our videos and articles. Click on the radio tab to access past show podcasts. View the radio show schedule and listen to our best of radio shows. Want to continue the conversation? Follow Lifestyles Unlimited on Facebook today. Join us next time. And until then, remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle.
The information and opinions you hear on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show are those of the hosts, guests, and callers and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.